This is Jeffrey St. Laurent with the Selling Coaching Minute for coaches wanting to transition to a full-time business. When I go to the gym to work out, I hang the key to my car on a hook in a locker. There's nothing else in the locker but my key. Yesterday when I finished my workout, I went to the locker room to wash my hands, and I went to my locker to grab the key, and I noticed someone closing the door of my locker, putting a lock on it. So I quickly went over and I told him to stop as my key was in there and he didn't even notice. So I was glad I wasn't even 30 seconds late as to who knows how long it would have taken me to figure out whose lock it was and get my key. This morning when I went to work out, I put my key in the same locker as I always do. Call it habit or just plain stupid, it's what I did. I felt a little apprehension, maybe even a little fear that someone might do the same thing and lock it in there, but it didn't stop me. I like it in there and I stick with it because I know it works for me. When we find something that works for us, it's important that we stick with it, especially when it feels right, and even if there might be some circumstance that tells us to do something else, like when I almost got my key locked up. The fear that can come from past situations are things that can keep many of us stuck or deviating from what we know we want to do. Yet if you allow fear or anything else from the past dictate your current thoughts and actions, you're not moving in your authentic direction, or maybe you're not moving at all. So stay the course and trust your instincts, especially in business. When you do that, you can never go wrong. And even if you do go wrong, at least you can sleep at night. If you are a coach looking to transition to a full-time business, head over to my website, sellingcoaching.com, under the university for some great education to help you on your way. That's sellingcoaching.com.